is a factory that began operation over a century before England's colonies became the United States of America. We go to a place where the water wheels still power the machines of that day on today's edition of the American Countryside.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backsplash. I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I
want to
be
a...
I want to be
a... I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Just north of Boston, you can still hear the sounds of a factory that operated over 300 years ago. The sound of water rushing over huge wheels is what drove an operation known as the Saugus Iron Works.
It started in 1646, the Saugus Iron Works. This is basically around the time of early settlement in North America.
David Jacobs retells the story at the National Historic Site, a place that used nature to help mold steel.
Everything here is water-driven. The site is actually in a depression in the land, almost at about sea level. The rest of the site is up about 30 feet higher. That helped allow the water to travel and fall over the top of the buildings to allow the water to run over the wheels. And it was also easier to load the blast furnace up from the top because that way the raw materials didn't have to be carried.
The ironworks began over a century before the United States became a country. England found that the colonies were a good place to make iron.
They used the iron here to be turned into tools. The only thing is, in England, it was becoming very expensive to make iron, and that was due to the insufficient amount of raw material. One of the biggest pieces of raw material that was used was actually wood, and one thing England is missing is trees.
Today, the ironworks has been restored to look like it did centuries ago. The water wheels still turn and the equipment still operates, providing a glimpse of what working at the colonial factory once was like. Traveling the countryside in Saugus, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.